This is so wizarding.
Hello? Hello?
Fuck.
Hello, Mark. Is that Mark again?
Yeah. All right, so we'll start over.
Yeah. Welcome to episode... Oh, no.
Broadcasting very fast and very dangerous from the planet Malastare, you are listening to So Wizard.
You're thinking, you're people gonna die?
The only podcast to make the Kessel Run in under 12 parsecs.
There'll be no one to stop us this time.
Right, everybody, it is time for episode number 133 of the So Wizard podcast. I am your host, Joey DiCarlo. With me, my co-hosts, Aubrey Litchfield,
the gentleman's choice,
and the expert, Marquis Markellis Reagans.
133 in the place to be.
It's the best you got, huh?
That's all I got.
Well,
no, I've been slacking.
So Wizard Podcast, three friends discuss the world of nerd weekly. This week we'll be discussing nothing except nerd news because Mark and Aubrey didn't want to talk about the Great Wall.
I'm sorry. I would have seen it.
Hey, I talk plenty about the Great Wall. It's all in my review on SoWizardPodcast.com.
I'm just really sad because I really wanted to use the drop of Hulk Hogan saying, "That's the wall, brother. That's the wall up there." I don't even care about the movie. I just wanted that.
Well, maybe we'll still throw it in there for you.
All right. That would be fantastic. So how is everybody this week, Aubrey?
Great. I mean, it was Valentine's Day on Tuesday.
What did you do for Valentine's Day?
I spent time with Noah. I worked the whole week, so it wasn't nothing special. We should have done a Valentine's Day special like we did a couple years ago, where people could have sent us questions, their love advice. We could have given love advice.
I am not in any kind of position to be given all love advice, so I would not be participating in that particular episode.
Well, on that note, Mark, how was your Valentine's Day?
It was great. I saw the Great Wall.
It's the wall, brother.
And I also saw, what was it? Oh, Fist Fight with Ice Cube and Charlie Day. So, I did what I usually do. Go to the movies.
Alone.
Not alone, but not romantically.
Did you go to the same place we saw John Wick 2?
Yeah, I did.
Did you get the giant monstrosity of popcorn?
No, I didn't this time.
Wow, my Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day was on a Tuesday, and it's not like my wife and I really celebrate Valentine's Day anymore. Valentine's Day is weird because it's like when you don't have somebody on Valentine's Day, it seems like the most important holiday on the calendar. Like, oh my God, Valentine's Day is here and I'm alone. After a while, when you've been in a relationship, it's just like, who cares? Stupid. So I worked, took my son to karate class, came home, watched TV with my daughter, and went to bed.
Awesome.
Yeah, not very exciting. But what is exciting, Mark, is you telling everyone where they can find more So Wizard Podcast.
That's not exciting, but I'll do what I can. Everybody can go to SoWizardPodcast.com where they can find a podcast every week. Links to all of our social media accounts on the right-hand side of the page, SoWizardPodcast.com. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. Listen to us on Stitcher Radio and the Stitcher Radio app on your tablet or smartphone. Find us on apps like Podbean, Satchel, and also Google Play Music. Back to you, Joey.
I love it!
Thank you, Mark. I think, Mark, we need to take some time to set aside and work on your radio voice so that you can be like, yes, this is Mark, and here is the podcast.
Why?
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain. Try that.
I don't want a radio voice.
Okay. All that being said, let's jump feet first into news. Let's get at it, folks.
Yo, pump it up. It's time for the news. Yo, we getting ready to bring you the news, boy.
All right, Mark, you're up. Introduce us to this news.
All right, so there was a lot of nerd news going on this week, and I guess I'm going to be the person to go through the list. So let's start with some smaller ones first. So they're working on a, as we discussed before, a Lion King live action movie. Yeah, and Jon Favreau is behind the scenes on this one after doing such a bang up job with Jungle Book. And they've brought back James Earl Jones as Mufasa. And they have cast my man, Donald Glover, as Simba. Now, the only question is, are they going to get Jeremy Irons back to do Scar? That's what I want. But I'm psyched about Donald Glover doing Simba. What do you guys think? Aubrey, what do you think about that?
You know, I actually finally saw part of the Jungle Book. I didn't finish it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did actually see it. So that was actually really good. The Jungle Book in general bores me. But this was, I actually really liked how they did the Jungle Book. And I think that a Lion King is going to be awesome. Before, I thought it was going to be a little bit cheesy. But seeing how they did the Jungle Book, I'm really excited. I'm excited for any person they do to voice any of the characters. I mean, it's just going to be fantastic.
That's good. That's good. Joey, what do you think?
No. I didn't see the Jungle Book. I'm not a big fan of Disney stuff. And I have extra hate towards The Lion King. Did we ever talk about why I hate The Lion King?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have extra hate towards The Lion King. So I'm not interested at all. I don't see any reason why Jeremy Irons wouldn't come back and do Scar, because, you know, he pretty much will do anything for money. He was in Dungeons & Dragons.
That's very true.
If you ever wanted to see Jeremy Irons screaming, "Throw me the rod," for 2 hours, that's the movie for you. But, yeah. My son watched Jungle Book on Netflix, and he really, really liked it. So maybe he'll want to see this. I don't know, but it's definitely not for me.
I am sure everybody's going to want to see this movie. I guarantee
it. I don't think it'll be as crazy as Beauty and the Beast is going to be.
I don't know. I think it might even be bigger. I think it might even be bigger because, I don't know, Beauty and the Beast for some reason seems more, I mean, everyone's going to go see it, but it definitely seems more female.
For girls, yeah.
Orientated. And Lion King seems more family orientated to everyone. So I don't know. I don't know. It's tough to see. But I'm psyched. I love Donald Glover. So any, you know, him being in a Star Wars umbrella, now being under Disney umbrella, I'm all about it. I'm all about it. All right. So next is Black Lightning TV show. It looks like our buddy Greg Berlanti of Flash and Arrow and Legends of Tomorrow and Supergirl fame was developing a Black Lightning TV show for Fox. And it was pitched to Fox, and it turns out Fox did not actually want the show.
What?
Yeah, believe it or not. They are not down with the Black Lightning. So it's possible that when the show gets picked up, it's going to get picked up by the CW. So my question is, do we think that the CW is there room for another superhero show on the CW network? And if so, is there any kind of excitement for Black Lightning? Let's start with Joey.
Sure. They don't have a superhero show on Friday nights yet.
That's true.
Yeah, I'd watch it. If it's set in the Arrowverse, I'll watch it. What else are we watching on Friday nights? Nothing.
What about you, Aubrey?
I don't know anything about Black Lightning, so I guess I'm not like super excited yet. But when I see previews, I will be more excited. I think that the CW has done a great job with any show that they've taken on. So I'm not opposed to it. I think that they've done, I think they've showed that they can handle themselves as a network.
I think it's going to be based on the more recent Black Lightning comics and storylines where he's older and his daughters are trying to be superheroes and he's trying to either not let them or train them to be superheroes.
Yeah, that's what I was reading too, that he's older and he's retired from being Black Lightning, but he has two daughters and one of them wants to be a hero and the other one is kind of, I think, falling to the dark side. So I think it's going to be like a family balance between father and daughters, which is something that I don't know if they've shown a lot on CW shows.
So I don't know how that fits into CW since Arrow is supposed to have been the first superhero.
Right. Well, you know, Earth 3.
I guess he could be on a different Earth. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if that's the concept, I'm really excited for it. I think that'd be really cool. I just hope that CW picks it up and goes with it. But Greg Berlanti is on fire right now, so I'm sure they want to continue to do business with the guy.
And it's not like they have any other shows on there that are doing well, so.
Yeah, what? I thought CW was only like Monday through Thursday, but they actually do have like Friday night shows, don't they?
Yeah, they have The Vampire Diaries and The Originals on Fridays, both of which do horrendously bad in the ratings. And Vampire Diaries is ending this season, so there will be a space for Black Lightning.
There we go. All right, sweet. I don't know if it's going to happen, but if it does, I will be excited for it. I'm very excited to see another black superhero on TV after Luke Cage. I think that'd be awesome.
Wait, he's black?
Black Lightning? No, he's a white dude.
Okay. But his wife... I thought just the lightning was black.
So, CW, woo, I'm ready for it. All right, so now I know we've been talking about Logan on the show and the abysmal trailers that have been popping up, but there was some advanced screenings of the movie, and it looks like, from what I can see, even some of the critics that I actually respect, they're all saying that Logan is the real deal, that it's a good flick. So I'll be surprised if it actually lives up to what everyone else is saying. But have you guys come across this at all? Have you guys been seeing these reviews?
I haven't seen any reviews. It just makes me lose faith in their intelligence.
Oh, Jesus. I have seen the reviews, but I remain skeptical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's up to Logan to prove me wrong.
Me too. I normally I wouldn't pay that much attention to it, but it looks like I said, the people that I actually respect and whose opinions that I actually like listen to, they've all kind of said, yeah, it kind of falls into place with what it's supposed to be or what they're expecting to do. Supposedly it's like a Christopher Nolan version of this, and it's been getting a lot of, it's the best one out of all of the X-Men movies. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it to see if it lives up to it. The trailers look like shit, though. I stand by that.
We'll see. We shall see. 2 weeks, I think, right? About in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think so. Close to it.
So we're definitely doing that one for the show. So.
Yep.
Said hopefully me and you can go see it at the special movie theater for free.
I doubt it, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, so our favorite person to announce his next projects, Kevin Smith, has just announced...
Oh boy, here we go.
Another project that he's working on. Did we talk about the reboot, the Jay and Silent Bob reboot last week?
Yeah, that was last week.
Okay. So this week, there is going to be a Sam and Twitch TV show. Sam and Twitch being the two police characters from the Spawn comic book, which makes this announcement doubly exciting because that means that it's... It's Kevin Smith announcing something and Tom McFarlane announcing something. And we all know how that plays into becoming a reality. So, Aubrey, do you know anything about the Spawn characters at all?
I do. I just don't feel like a Sam and Twitch show is going to be interesting enough.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like Spawn as a character is interesting, but any of the side characters just don't grab me in the same way. And I feel like a show based on any of the side characters just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if they're just like regular schmoes in a supernatural type of environment? Do you think that might be worthy?
No, I think it's going to be boring.
All right, what about you, Joey?
Well, first of all, I got to take this with a grain of salt. It's a Kevin Smith announcement, so it'll probably get canceled 3 months from now. But I don't understand what it's supposed to be. Like, why? So Sam and Twitch on their own without any Spawn involved is not really exciting. And then it's just a, like, detective show. So then why wouldn't you just have a detective show? I don't know.
Because you get to throw in those weird characters.
Quick, name me one character other than Spawn off the top of your head that you that's the wacky weird character you want to see.
The clown guy?
What's his name?
I don't know. John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo does not count.
But I think if Violator had his own show, it wouldn't be it'd be an HBO show. I just don't feel like a Sam and Twitch show is going to grab anybody. It's going to be boring. What the hell's the point in that?
Mm-hmm. I absolutely.
There's nothing that grabs you.
I absolutely agree. I don't know why this is even. I don't know why anyone's really entertaining the idea of it, but it's out there. And like I said, it's just going to fall on its face within another couple of months. No one's even going to care about it.
If it even happens.
If it even happens. It's not going to happen. It's going to go right up on the shelf next to Buckaroo Banzai.
I was just going to say that. Buckaroo Banzai, Mallrats TV show.
Yep. Clerks 3. They're all going to be sitting right next to each other.
Dogma 2.
But hey, you know, good on him for making another announcement for us this week.
So it doesn't sound like we're too excited about a Sam and Twitch TV series. We just got some breaking news tonight that Kevin Smith has said the scripts he wrote for Mallrats 2 and Clerks 3 will possibly be made in a comic book form. What do you guys think about that? Would that be something you're interested in, Mark?
Wasn't there like some other like books he was supposed to do that he never finished? I kind of remember some Spider-Man books that he was working on that never came out.
I'm trying to think of the how long the delay was on his comic books there.
So again, another announcement. It doesn't really mean anything until something actually happens.
An announcement of an announcement?
Yeah.
Aubrey, any love for these in comic book form?
No, I don't care.
I said before, man, the Clerks animated show is fucking genius. You should just revisit those styles and just make them all animated. All right, so now let's get to like some meat and potatoes. talking about the DC Warner Brothers universe. We got to do it. We got to go back.
We have to go back!
What? No, we're not going back there. No. What are you talking about?
We're going back.
Everything's all set. The Batman has a script and there's a director. It's coming out. Everything's fine, Mark. What are you talking about?
Well, it turns out that the excitement that I expressed last week of Matt Reeves getting a job as director of the new Batman, turns out that's not the case. Turns out he either backed away or they didn't want him or something fell apart, but he is no longer attached to direct the Batman.
Oh, God, no. What is going on over there?
They have no idea what's going on.
Maybe they just want to make us talk about it every week.
He saw the script and he was like, yeah, fuck this shit.
You know what? The star of Pee-wee's Big Holiday, Joe Melangelo, as Deathstroke.
He's like, why the fuck did we do this?
I don't understand. It seemed like a done deal. Everyone was reporting on it, and it seemed like it was a good fit. It seemed like it was a great fit, but they must. I don't know. Like someone whoever is running the ship over there just needs to. They need to figure out what the hell's going on because this is getting embarrassing now.
Well, they also had an early screening of Wonder Woman.
Oh, really? I didn't know about that.
And the reports are it's very blah and boring.
No way.
And the saddest part is that Chris Pine is the best character in the movie and completely overshadows Wonder Woman, who is supposedly horrendously bad in the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Take it with a grain of salt, but I trust the sources.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That does not bode well at all. All right, so since Matt Reeves is apparently out of it again, we're back to square one. Is there anyone that you want to see take over this franchise?
Brett Ratner.
Aubrey.
I really don't care. I think it's going to be trash.
No matter who does it?
Yeah.
You could be right at this point, because they clearly have no idea what angle they want, what direction they're heading for. So if they can't figure that out, then, you know, maybe they should just let Nolan come back and just do whatever he wants to do with it.
Ew. No, thank you.
He's the only one that's had some moderate success with it.
That's how we get, you know, where is the trigger?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I don't know. Give it to Gareth Evans from The Raid and just be done with it. Let the guy get a paycheck at least. If it's going to be terrible, at least let him get some money. Then he can make The Raid 3.
Oh, right. Speaking of The Raid, they're full steam ahead on the Raid reimagining for American audiences.
Can't wait.
And it looks like it's going to be Joe Carnahan, director of The Gray, Liam Neeson versus Wolves, and The A-Team, which is my personal favorite. I love that movie. And it's going to star Frank Grillo, badass Frank Grillo, as the lead character.
Sweet. I'm all in. Let's go. When's it start? The only thing that worries me is, I don't know, he can't do the fighting like the original movies. So,
right.
You know, that was part of the enjoyment.
Exactly. Aubrey, are you familiar with the Raid movies at all?
I've seen the cover of them, but I have not watched them.
I demand that you watch them.
Noah's father used to watch them. That's how I know of them, but I've never watched them.
Yet. Gotcha.
Well, the Raid had a good run.
So, yeah, you know, I don't know how they're going to do an American version of it, but, you know, I like Joe Carnahan a lot, so I'll...
Everything sounds good, and Gareth Evans did come out and say that they wouldn't make it if it was just a remake, that they have an interesting take on it, and everybody should be happy and excited. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be trash, so I don't know. We'll see. Sure would be nice if it was cool.
All right, so let's talk about the other awesome directing news over at the Warner Brothers DC Universe lot. Apparently, Suicide Squad 2 is gearing up for action.
Oh, boy.
And Joe Carnahan, speaking of which, was somewhat attached to it before. He was definitely in a running for it. But he's not doing it, and it looks like they've put out the feelers to Academy Award winning and Academy Award nominated film director Mel Gibson. He really wants to work with Will Smith for some strange reason. So it's very possible that this could be taken serious. What do you guys think of Mad Mel behind the camera for a Suicide Squad?
I think it's going to be trash.
Are you a fan of his other movies?
I can't think of any of his other movies off the top of my head.
Braveheart or Passion of the Christ.
Oh, you mean him in the movies or him directing them?
Him directing them.
Well, I obviously didn't see Passion of the Christ. It's too religious for me.
Braveheart?
I don't remember Braveheart. I watched it a long time ago, but I don't remember it.
It might have been before you were born.
Yeah, I watched it probably when I was less than 5 years old.
Yeah, and chances are you probably haven't seen Apocalypto.
No.
Nope. Or Hacksaw Ridge, the new movie.
No. I think he's struggling to find work because he had his huge meltdown. But I still think the movie's going to be trash.
But that's just it. He had his huge meltdown, but then he came back with Hacksaw Ridge, and now he's back to being nominated for an Academy Award for Best Director.
So nah, I don't know.
People like a comeback story.
Right, okay, good. So you're not lying to me about fake tits.
What was that, Mel Gibson? Oh, my God.
You're so selfish.
I am being so fucking good to you. You fucking
I didn't do
me.
Anything. I did not do anything. This is your selfish imagination. That's
Shut
all.
Fuck up. You should just fucking smile and blow me. Because I deserve it.
You guys, Mel Gibson's out of control.
I was trying to remember some of those quotes, and I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. It seems like there's no reason for Mel Gibson to be a director of this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, what? I've liked some of the movies. I don't know. Have I liked some of the movies he made? No, probably not. I don't think I've even seen them.
You must have seen Braveheart.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen Braveheart. Braveheart rules. But there's not, I don't know, like when I think of Mel Gibson's films, like I don't think, there's nothing that screams to me, oh my God, I wish he would take on a franchise that I like.
Right.
It's not like Tarantino or somebody with ultra stylized where I could see them putting like a huge stamp on it. I mean, could think of like, there's probably like 50 other directors they could get for half the cost or a third of the cost. The only good thing that would come from it would be publicity of Mel Gibson making his final comeback into the spotlight, but I don't see what the point is. Like, there's nothing about Mel Gibson directing a superhero movie that makes me like, oh my God, I totally want to see that now just because he's directing it.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense on paper, but, and I think
the passion of El Diablo.
But Visionary, I mean, he's a very visual filmmaker, and Braveheart is it's a fucking classic. It's a great film. Even Apocalypto is pretty good. So, you know, he does have the style. He has the ability to tell a solid story and bring some grit to it. But yeah, there's nothing about him doing a superhero movie that doesn't make sense at all. And I'm pretty sure that he was talking shit about superhero movies before, like back in the day, back at the beginning of this big run. I'm sure he's one of the directors that's like, you know, stupid ass costumes. Let's get some real movies made. So I don't know. I like Mel Gibson. I don't know if he's a good fit for Suicide Squad. Maybe him
look
and Will Smith.
Stupid, I'm just telling you. It's just an appraisal. Keep him if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck.
Well, Jesus, Mel Gibson, it's out of control, Mark.
Yeah. Do we really want him like on a set, like telling a Harley Quinn story? I don't know.
Maybe.
Well, maybe he's the man for the job.
I was say, it can't be worse than Jared Leto, like UPSing everyone like poop and used condoms.
Yeah, I don't know about that. So yeah, that's it. Mel Gibson, Suicide Squad, I'm not feeling it. I mean, doesn't sound like any of us are.
I'm not feeling Suicide Squad, so.
Yeah, over it.
Yeah. All right. Now, Joey, you watched the that Hulu TV show that Stephen King, it was based on a Stephen King book.
I mean, describe watched. I watched the first four episodes of it and I got bored and stopped watching it.
Oh, okay. So four episodes out of how many?
Eight.
Really? So you quit at the halfway mark?
Yeah, I couldn't believe, maybe I watched five, but I couldn't believe for a like eight episode show, it could get boring and meandering. Like, what? It started off really good. The pilots and the concept are really interesting. It just got really bogged down in an annoying, boring love story.
Gotcha.
It became, when are they going to get to the fireworks factory, the series?
Well, you'd be glad to know that Stephen King and J.J. Abrams are teaming up yet again for another Hulu show. This one is called Castle Rock, and there's not a lot of details involved in it, but it's supposed to be kind of supernatural on the Stranger Things type of tip. And seeing how Stephen King is the originator of that style, I think they're putting a lot of hope into this TV show. So, you know, I love J.J. Abrams. I didn't watch the Hulu show that he did with James Franco, but, you know, another Stranger Things type of TV show would be interesting. What do you guys think? Are you any kind of excited about that?
I really liked Hearts in Atlantis, which was a Stephen King movie. I haven't watched any of his shows or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I have high hopes, but we'll see. I think there's a lot of the supernatural theme going on right now, and it kind of can be overdone.
Yeah. Well, he also has the Pennywise movie, the It movie coming out pretty soon,
yeah,
too. So, you know, his name could be hot again.
I just wanted the Dark Tower to come out.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
It's the summer, my friends. Cannot fucking wait.
So Stephen King is definitely spreading the name around. So that's cool for Stephen King fans. Good for them.
I was able to find that leaked Dark Tower trailer that they took away on YouTube. So I'm still pumped for that. getting to hear Idris Elba recite the Gunslinger's Creed is amazing. I can't fucking wait for that. But I don't know. I think Hulu wants to have their own Stranger Things. So this is now this is the Battle Beyond the Stars.
Yep.
So, you know, that after Star Wars came out, it was a big hit in the 70s. A million other terrible sci-fi movies came out trying to be Star Wars. Sometimes we got awesome stuff like Ice Pirates, and other times we got terrible stuff instead. So hopefully this is more on the good rather than the terrible.
I'm sorry, Ice Pirates was good?
Yeah. Do you know any other movies with space herpes in them?
No.
Have you ever seen that, Aubrey?
No, but it sounds hilarious.
No, I think it's getting added. Yeah,
it sounds hilarious.
Yeah, I might have to. I don't think I've ever seen that one either.
Are you kidding? Wait, you haven't seen it either, Mark?
Yeah, I don't think I saw it.
Oh my
god!
It's
a comedy. It's a space comedy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, at that age, I wanted my space movies to be serious. I wanted Jedi's and lightsabers and the dark side. I wanted comedy stuff. I didn't like space comedies as a kid.
All right, so we'll probably just wrap it up then.
Okay, you want to do a quick recap of... Oh, you didn't watch Riverdale.
They actually addressed why Miss Grundy is young in this episode. So.
Really? Why is she young?
Because she's impersonating Geraldine Grundy. She's not actually Miss Grundy.
Nobody noticed that she went from being like old lady to being like young and hot?
Well, I guess Miss Grundy died like years and years and years ago, so nobody would have had her.
In a different town. Not in Riverdale.
Yeah, and she had a picture too. There's a picture of old Miss Grundy.
Yeah, and it looked like the cartoon Miss Grundy, which is awesome.
Holy shnikes, I might have to get caught up on Riverdale then.
But yeah, this last episode was the last one with Miss Grundy, with our young Miss Grundy, so there's probably not going to be any more Miss Grundys on the show.
That we know of. There's still a lot of loose ends.
Mm-hmm. And a Teen Dream Skeet Ulrich is on the show now.
Is that the Southside Serpent?
Yep. The one that was shaking down Veronica's mom.
Oh, I was thinking of the gay one.
No. No, Skeet Ulrich from Scream, from the Scream movies.
This was before Aubrey's born.
Yeah, I've never watched them.
Oh, God. No, he used to be someone, kind of, back in the day.
They wanted him to be someone.
Yeah. So now he's on the show.
Now we just need Jason Priestley and Brian Austin Green to show up.
And Matthew Lillard, and that's it. Trifecta. Neve Campbell. It would be good.
Give a Wild Things reunion. Get Denise Richards, too.
Don't put it past them. All right, so yeah, that's it for Riverdale. You should definitely watch that. Joy, I don't know if you're going to get caught up, but I will say the show is very entertaining.
I'll try. I got to get caught up on finish up this season of The Expanse. I just finished season one, moving on to season two. But that being said, Aubrey, any recommendations out there for the Whiz Kids?
Everybody should watch Taboo. We're on episode 6, just aired. So there's 2 more. So everybody should watch it while it's still on. Tom Hardy put a lot of money into it. So.
And lost a lot of money.
Yeah, so support my bae.
What about you, Mark? Any recommendations?
No, just go to sowizardpodcast.com where you can get the episodes every week. My movie reviews are there every week. I put 2 up, Fist Fight and... The Great Wall, starring Matt Damon. There'll be some more coming up this week. Some more early advance reviews. And subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher and all that good stuff. Get at us on social media.
What is happening? I think there's a dance party at Aubrey's house.
It's a madhouse here. Joe moves for 2 seconds and no one... looks at his opportunity to run downstairs and make noise.
Okay, I will recommend something I actually am very surprised to recommend, which is the reality show Hunted on CBS.
What?
I only watched this because Zombie Leader has been posting about it on Facebook. And I'm like, well, if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me. and I checked it out. It's they take eight or nine teams of two people, and there's a certain geographical region in the southern United States that they basically tell them you're on the run and you have an hour head start, and then they have all these professional like trackers and people from the FBI and the CIA and Navy, the Army that try to find them. And they have to stay, they have $500 to spend for the whole 28 days every time. And they can only take it out of an ATM $100 at a time. And they have to survive 28 days on the run or they get caught. And if they survive the 28 days, they win $250,000.
And what happens when they get caught? Do they get thrown in jail?
No, they just lose. Like these two girls, they were on the run for 15 days and they were so excited. They went off the grid. They fooled all the trackers and the hunters. They were surviving out in the woods and they were like, oh, we're halfway through. We're going to go get Taco Bell to celebrate. So they drove to Taco Bell and their license plate got dinged by some cameras and they tracked them down and caught them eating Taco Bell in the parking lot.
In a parking lot?
Yep.
Oh, that sucks for them.
Yeah, so far, like, nobody's really been able to escape, but there's been some people that are doing good. It's interesting, and it's all on demand for CBS, and it's just something to watch out of boredom if you're watching. So,
okay, now, how many groups started out?
There were 9 teams of 2.
Okay.
And they've caught, like, 6 of them already.
Oh,
so.
Jesus, so this show's going to be over soon.
Probably, but I don't know. I like it. It's cool. So I suggest you check that out.
Cool.
All right. So I guess that wraps us up for episode number 133 of the So Wizard podcast. We'll be back next week. Looks like we'll probably be watching Logan. My co-host, Aubrey Litchfield.
Take that fucking dress off.
And the expert Marquis Marcellus Reagans.
Snick, snick. We got Logan next week. Konnichiwa, bitches.
I've been your host, Joey DiCarlo. We'll see you next week when we review and react to Logan. Good journey.
You and your 2 million. Don't you understand English, you useless piece of shit? No money, none! Give me back my son!